Do you care about the water in Allen County? If so, you need to care about the office of Allen County Surveyor. You might even come across this on your ballot come May 7th. So we're getting to know one of the fellows who wants to continue being your Allen County Surveyor. In studio, we have Mike Ferrucci. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Kayla.
Did I pronounce your last name right?
You did.
Okay, nailed it. I'm always so nervous about making sure I get people's names right. So nailed that one. I will be honest, Mike, I don't know a ton about you or your campaign. So just tell us a bit about yourself and your resume.
Yeah, I was born here in Allen County. I've lived most of my life here. I went to Carroll High School and then to Taylor University and for my bachelor's degree and then to Ball State for my master's degree. My college, I'm a non-traditional engineer, so to speak. My degrees are in physics. They're not in engineering. I came to engineering later as I worked for the city in summers through college and got encouraged to get my professional license in civil. And Dave Ross, the former city engineer, really encouraged me as a mentor to say, hey, you can be a great civil engineer for our community, and wrote letters to the state board for me. And I got my license, and I've been a practicing engineer for over 20 years now.
I love this. Using your talents and your powers to give back to your community where you were born and raised. I think that's a beautiful thing, Mike. So you are our current Allen County Surveyor. Mm-hmm. Why do you want to continue to be our Allen County Surveyor?
Well, I love the job. I enjoy it. I feel like I'm helping people. I'm doing the people's work. It's about making good engineering decisions. We're going through a massive development time in our county, a tremendous development time. I think we've platted over 4,000 residential lots in the last 2 years, and someone has to watch out for the public in terms of the stormwater management. So mm-hmm. we're not flooding those future residents, nor are we pushing flooding on adjoining landowners. And so this is a real engineering niche, this hydrology and hydraulics and the engineering analysis. And we need good people looking out for the public. And I get, you know, calls from citizens saying, you know, is anyone looking out for me? I said, yes, we are. We've got a good group of people that are looking out for you, that are looking out for your best interest and protecting the public safety.
Well, you just said it, you know, all of this drainage, the hydraulics, it comes down really to water. So yep. Can you kind of walk us through what a surveyor does? Because, again, I'll be honest, I don't know much about your role.
Yeah. Well, it's multifaceted. There are statutory requirements of the surveyor. We're supposed to maintain the section corners. These are the federal survey markers that were laid in the mid-1800s. All property lines are based off of these stone markers, and they're a half-mile grid across the whole county. And we have a huge county, mm-hmm. 660 square miles. We're supposed to be maintaining those, so all property rights are protected. We're also supposed to be protecting the regulated drain system, which ties into what you talked about with drainage. We have over 1,450 miles of regulated tiles and ditches in the county that are legal drains that were petitioned by previous landowners to take our county's water to the river system and get it away. So it's my task to keep those conveyance pathways open. And so we are continually doing maintenance on those ditches and tiles to try to keep those pathways open so that we don't have agricultural flooding or flooding in neighborhoods or basement flooding or this kind of thing. So those are my two statutory duties. Now, in addition to that, I'm also doing the development review for all this development in terms of the stormwater management. And we came a long way. Our standards really got upgraded about 15 years ago. Now we design subdivisions, their pipe system to hold a 10-year storm event and the detention basins to hold a 100-year storm event. And so we have, I think, a really, really thorough standards in place now that we have applied, but only for the last 15 years. Mm-hmm. So anything that was designed before then is not up to current standards and has a higher risk of flooding, because you can't go back and change that, so to speak.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. So, I mean, obviously you oversee the entire county, mm-hmm. but is Fort Wayne a little bit more challenging? I mean, we're the city of three rivers. And yes. I know when I first moved here, everyone's like, don't get a basement because of flooding. Yeah. So is Fort Wayne a little bit, does that make your job harder?
It does. And, developers that are developing ground are buying lower and lower ground because that's the ground available to buy.
Yeah.
So it creates more intricate engineering solutions to try to make those grounds developable. And so, our county is at 660 square miles and three rivers is a challenge, but it can be engineered. You have to put the time into mm-hmm. it. So often we deal with developers. They want to get things done now, and we want success of their project as well, but it has to be done in the right mm-hmm. way. And so we're looking at the big picture and the future, and they're often looking at the short-term picture of platting a subdivision.
Isn't that how it goes?
And
everyone wants
lots.
Instant gratification,
yes.
right? Even when it comes to our drainage, we clearly want instant gratification. Yep. Really quick, just how is the campaign going? How can folks learn more about you?
Yeah, campaign is going well. I've got lots of signs out, so hopefully people have seen my big signs that take a lot to maintain. But I think this is my first campaign and just getting my name out there and educating people about the importance of the county surveyor, the role that they play in protecting, you know, the public safety is a great thing. But my website is fruitchieforsurveyor.com, so people can go and learn about the cool stuff we're doing. I mean, we've talked about, you know, the role of the surveyor, but there are other projects, about $15 million worth of ARPA work that we're doing this year to help drainage in the county, as well as a new stormwater master plan for our whole county that I'm partnering with the City of Fort Wayne and the Army Corps with. I've worked for about a year because our stormwater master plan is from 1972.
Wow.
It's way outdated, and we still use pieces of it today because it was so well done. But our county is not the same as it was 50 years ago. So someone needed to take the ball on that, and I did, and have worked with the Army Corps for the last year. We're about probably a month away from signing our first agreement with them to begin a five-year study of the entire county. So in addition to my required things, I've bitten off some other big projects to try to help the community.
You've clearly grabbed the ball and just absolutely ran with it. And I can tell, Mike, just sitting here chatting with you, because you're in studio with me, that you love your job. You're passionate about your job. And who knew that it could be such a sexy job, right? The surveyor dealing with all of our water. Well, hey, we wish you the best of luck with your campaign. I'm sure maybe we'll talk before May 7th.
All right. Thank you, Kayla.
Sounds good. That's Mike Ferrucci, your current Allen County surveyor, continuing to do so. You'll see his name if you live in Allen County up here on your May 7th ballot.
Podcasts by Federated Media.